So Krishna goes back to Vrindavan, but the gopis have to convince him. They have to convince him to come. And particularly Srimati Radharani, as I mentioned. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the role of Srimati Radharani, and now she's trying to entice Krishna. And she gives different arguments, which get progressively, let's use the word, heavier, more assertive. First, she says that actually a person's mind and heart are one. And she says, but my mind and Vrindavan are one. So will you please place your lotus feet within Vrindavan, then my mind will be satisfied. Actually, all of this is like a song that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami composes in explanation of one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Ahuste Nalina Padar, when the gopis tell Krishna that we're just ordinary household women and engaged in all kinds of material duties, and you're the Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead. How can we approach you? But we request that you free us from our material entanglement and bless us with your association. So Srimati Radharani explains that here we're in Kurukshetra. Things are very nice, but still, for us it's not the same, and for us you are not the same. Rupa Goswami composed this beautiful verse that starts Priyasoham Krishna Sahachari Kurukshetra Militas Tataham Saradhari Daudbayor Sangamam Sukham. And there's another verse that Lord Chaitanya would sing, which was more of a popular ballad. And Yakoma Rahara Yahiva Hibara Daiva Chaita Kshapas. And Srimati Radharani is saying, yes, the season is the same. The breezes of the month of Chaitra are the same. I'm the same Radha, you're the same Krishna, but there's no Jamuna, there's no Govardhan, you have no flute, you have no turban. You're rather here with kings and soldiers and elephants, and there's no cows. So for us, Krishna is that person who is on the bank of the Yamuna playing his flute on the fifth note. And now we want you to come back and be that person again. In truth, the gopis are saying this, Srimati Radharani is saying this, because they want what's best for Krishna. They know that he's also not happy in Dwarka. He's not completely satisfied. When you read that Jagannath Ashtakam, then you see that in one of the shlokas it says that Lord Jagannath's only happy when he has Srimati Radharani. He's able to embrace Srimati Radharani by his side. But he's not. He's not able to do that all the time. Therefore, he's not completely satisfied. That's why he goes through this, participates in this annual festival, to be able to enjoy that facility of actually having her by his side, coming to Vrindavan. And So after giving so many arguments why Krishna should come back to Vrindavan, then, as I said, Srimati Radharani ups the ante a little, and she starts saying, "She said, I don't mind that you make me unhappy, but don't you ever think about your mother and your father and your friends and the cows? Have you forgotten Govardhan Hill? Have you forgotten the Jamuna? Have you forgotten the Rasa dance where you used to enjoy yourself so much?" And then she goes even further, that because you're our life, are you really trying to kill everybody? Or are you just doing this to sort of increase their desire? Do you want to just increase the desire of the Brijbasis love you by staying away? She says, well, maybe you're going to do that, making them happy when you come back, but you may also end up killing them because you're their life, and if you're not there, then you're going to cause them so much grief. So speaking like this, then finally Jagannath responds. And so this is going on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath. Finally, Jagannath responds. And it says in Chaitanya Charitamrita that his mood was awakened by Srimati Radharani's words, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's words. Of course, that mood is there because that's why he looks like he looks, because he's always in that mood of separation from Vrindavan. That's what gives him that unique appearance. That's why he's looking like that. Still, he said he wants to now pacify Srimati Radharani. And he says, "You know, even though I'm living in Dwarka, I'm away from you, but actually I'm never really happy. I always feel very, very miserable. I'm crying day and night. And so I really can't stay away." He gives this very beautiful description. Lord Jagannath is saying, actually, every day I really come to Vrindavan. You're all here feeling great separation for me, and you get absorbed in these moods of separation, and those moods of separation oblige you to remember our pastimes, and you think, oh, now I'm remembering Krishna. Actually, you're not remembering me. It's not just remembrance. I'm personally coming. I personally come, we enjoy pastimes, and then I go back again to Dwarka. And so I'm able to arrange this, and all this is happening because I'm worshipping Lord Narayan just for this very purpose. So you should try to understand that we are together, and that I am coming. And then he says, you should know that the Brijbasis are my life, and that I can't live without the Brijbasis. Amongst the Brijbasis, the gopis are the most important, and amongst the gopis, you're the foremost, and you're the life of my life. Krishna speaking nice words to placate her, to satisfy her. And he said, and very soon I'm going to come back. No doubt about it. Very soon I will be back. There are still a few demons that I want to kill. And I don't want to do that from Vrindavan, because if I do it from Vrindavan, then the demons will come there to disturb you. And I can't afford to take that risk. I don't want to risk them causing you grief, as happened in my youth when I was very young and so many demons were coming there to kill me. I don't want again to be in that circumstance, in that situation. So you just be patient, and after I kill them, then I'll come. And that's sort of the... and then Krishna says this other very famous verse, Mayir Bhakti Hibhutanam Amritatvaiva Kalpati Drishtaya Dasimat Sneho Bhagavat Bhavatastu Tadarpanam. And in that verse, he's assuring them, the Srimati Radharani and the Brijbasis, that yes, I will soon come back. I will soon come back to you. Sorry for the glasses. Like I said, I'm doing a little packing in the meantime. And when the gopis hear that, then they're very pleased, very satisfied. And Krishna is true to his word. He comes back, as I mentioned. It takes a little while, but he returns to Vrindavan. And thus the purpose of the Rath Yatra festival is perfectly served. They've achieved their goal. They've successfully gotten Krishna back. Brijbasis have gotten Krishna back. And this is the basis, sum and substance of, Srila Prabhupada would use the phrase, of our Jagannath Rath Yatra. It's something that we should also keep in mind ourselves. And I'll just leave everybody with a final thought. And that final thought is this. We sing Jagannath Ashtakam, and we sing it in the presence of Lord Jagannath. And at the end we always say, Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatuni. My question is, which says, O Lord of the universe, kindly be visible unto us. Why are we saying that? Why are we saying Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatuni? If you're in front of Jagannath's chariot and Jagannath is there, why do we say that? If you're in Jagannath's temple, in front of Jagannath, why do we sing that? Perhaps we can answer that question, or at least I can give my explanation later on. But in the meantime, I'll just leave it with you all to think about. Hare Krishna.